It's my belief that they're looking to discourage public participation so that they can proceed with the decision that they've already made.
Congressman Higgins wrote to the Postmaster General expressing his disappointment and concern with the public process in determining the closing and consolidations of postal centers. In a recent speech by the Postmaster General at the National Press Club, he indicated reducing mail processing centers would be key in dealing with financial troubles at the U.S. Postal Service. The congressman says the postal leader is sending mixed messages.
And we're going to fight this issue on behalf of Western New York. I think it's very, very important for a lot of commercial businesses to have the mail handling facility, the post office facility in Western New York. And we're going to advance information that justifies our concern about the potential closing of this facility.
Higgins now questions the sincerity of the U.S. Postal Service in seeking the public's input.
This is a public review process. It requires oversight. It requires transparency. And it requires a period of public comment. But if people are confused about when hearings are going to be held and the purpose of the hearing, that's not helpful.
More than 500 jobs would be lost at the William Street facility if it closes. Congressman Higgins is reminding the Postmaster General that he promised a study on mail processing to determine consolidation. Higgins says he's very concerned a decision has already been made without a public process. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.